This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protests continue in two world hotspots, Belarus and the United States. Often violent demonstrations in the U.S. hit the 100-day mark in the state of Oregon, as have happened nightly since the death of African-American George Floyd while in police custody back in May. Protesters against police brutality gathered Sunday night near a police precinct on the city of Portland's north side. Molotov cocktails thrown in the street during a march sparked a large fire and prompted police to declare a riot. Police confirmed that tear gas was deployed to defend themselves and said 59 people were arrested, ranging in age from 15 to 90. Across the country, in the New York City of Rochester, more than 1,000 protesters gathered for a march led by community elders Sunday night. The mayor there says reforms are coming to the police department as community elders seek to bring calmer minds to a fifth night of demonstrations over the March death of Daniel Prude, a man with mental issues who lost consciousness after police held a hood over his head. At a news conference, the mayor announced the crisis intervention team would move from the police department to the city's Department of Youth and Recreation Services. The police chief says he supports the need for reform. Protests across Belarus entered their fifth week following disputed elections that left longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko in power for a sixth term. Shouting, quote, go away, and, quote, you're a rat, and, quote, tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through Minsk Sunday calling for the president to resign. Some in the crowd waved red and white opposition flags. Police and army troops cordoned off the center of Minsk, but it did not stop protesters from marching to the vicinity of the president's residence just outside the city center. This is VOA News. There is a behind-the-scenes debate within the German government over which sanctions should be applied to Russia because of the poisoning of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. Leading German politicians want Chancellor Angela Merkel to abandon the multi-billion-dollar joint underwater natural gas pipeline project known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say it would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Moscow has shrugged off allegations that Russian authorities were behind what Berlin and other Western governments say was the attempted murder of Navalny, who is in an induced coma and undergoing treatment at a hospital in Berlin. Monday, supporters of Julian Assange protested outside a London courtroom, calling for the WikiLeaks founder not to be extradited to the United States for leaking secrets about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many held placards reading, quote, don't extradite Assange, end quote, and, quote, journalism is not a crime, end quote, as the 49-year-old Australian was brought to the Old Bailey for the resumed hearing. It's expected to last 3 to 4 weeks. U.S. authorities accuse Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with a colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. India is now second behind the United States in the number of COVID-19 infections, with more than 4.2 million cases, surpassing Brazil, which now stands at more than 4.1 million cases. Another milestone was surpassed Monday, where globally there were more than 27 million infections. There are more than 883,000 deaths. Campaigners are urging Australia to restart a refugee program that has left thousands of people stranded overseas. Australia closed its international borders in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Refugee Council of Australia has estimated about 4,000 refugees with humanitarian visas allowing entry into Australia are currently stranded overseas. They are unable to travel because Australia's international border was closed to foreign nationals in March to curb the spread of COVID-19. Almost 300 Rohingya Muslims were found on a beach in Indonesia's Aceh province Monday and were evacuated by military, police, and Red Cross volunteers. The group arrived from one boat and were given shelter and other assistance. Another boat of 94 hungry Rohingya had been found off Aceh in June. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims have fled Buddhist-majority Myanmar due to a military crackdown, and many live in densely crowded refugee camps in Bangladesh. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.